breathe in again with the Kirtana. Hey, welcome again. Today we're talking the deadly dupatta, shouting rape and consent. Okay, so a woman goes alone to meet her love and see how her dupatta swirls between love, murder and consent. Let's start. I walked alone to meet him. He pulled off my dupatta with his hands that crawled and squeezed every part of my body, every inch of my soul that shrunk me so uncomfortable. My lips shouted no, he bit them. My hands suffered harder to push him. He tied them too with the same dupatta. That beast fell over me, eating every naked inch, my every naked inch. My leg kicked him to the floor. My teeth released my hands. I broke those glasses of wine just as he saw my heart into pieces, stabbed them into his hands, wrapped the same dupatta around his neck, pulled it harder, looking closer into his eyes that choked in deadly fear, taught him the real meaning of no till they stopped to blink. And that's how he became a rapist, being deaf to her no, and that's how he deserves an end. This piece is dedicated to all the men who are deaf to no, all the men who should educate other men to this, and all the women who wept every night struggling to convey their deaf loved ones. It feels a heartbreak circle you can't come out of, but it's not. Slap them if they can't hear your words. It's your protection, your self-worth, and the respect you must give yourself. You deserve some keen ears and not deaf ones. Share it to all the women around you who are struggling with this torture to convey their consent. They don't deserve to. I assure you'd be saving lives, literally. So, till the next episode, breathe in again with the Kirtana. Thank you so much for your time. So much. Okay.